Welcome to the Weekly Workplace, where professionals come to find insights and inspiration for success. Hosted by the Missouri Training Institute, Dewey Thompson, Ray Lyon, and Brianna Larimer share their decades of experience training in workplaces across the nation and talk to other experts about what it takes to be a team player, a great manager, and a leader others want to follow. This is the Weekly Workplace.
Welcome to the Weekly Workplace, where professionals find insights and inspiration for success. My name's Brianna Larimer. With me, I have my wonderful team, Mr. Dewey Thompson, Director of MTI, Ms. Ray Lyon, Associate Director of MTI, and today's topic is on our differences. We have
Here we go.
I know.
All right.
We have such a small team, and so it's funny that we're talking about this, but we all come from such different experiences, and we're all so different personality-wise. So, Ray, I got to say, I really loved our description here. The very first thing you came up with, have you ever eaten a fruit salad with just one kind of fruit? How boring would that be? And I think that is so true, but we don't always recognize it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, differences many times set people in an uncomfortable place. We think people should think like us. And to me, that would be boring, right? We wouldn't have to ask questions if everybody thought like us. So I think that's the beautiful part, but it's also the trickiest to navigate.
Yes.
And learning to appreciate the differences, but also recognize the differences so you can appreciate them. So that was kind of my analogy. Now, I know Dewey said, well, if you have all of the same fruit, you don't have a salad. You just have
fruit. You just have fruit.
But I said, well, if you put it in a bowl with a spoon, then maybe you can call it a salad.
And these are the discussions we have at MTI.
Right, right. Very valuable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I try to bring my own unique talents to the team.
That's right. That is a prime example of just our styles and how we're all a little bit different and we all think a little bit different. Now, as far as where we're at in our careers, that's also a little bit different. Dewey, you've been with MTI for over 20 years now. And so tell us a little bit about how you got to MTI.
I was on the 8-year plan for my undergraduate degree. One of those students that really couldn't decide what the heck they wanted to do. So it took me a little bit of time. And I, of course, took a couple of years off there too. But I really started working in the hospitality industry. I was running restaurants in town in Columbia, Missouri. And one in particular called Saks Sixth Avenue, which was just a little pasta shop. But we did a heck of a lot of business in this little pasta shop. I ran that for a gentleman here in town for many years. And then I kind of got tired of always being at work when everybody else is entertaining themselves. So I thought maybe a more, you know, structured life of, you know, that 8 to 5 might work. So I started in the bank, and that's where I met Ray. Ray was actually my boss at the bank when I started. So I worked for Ray as a teller and as a supervisor. And then they created another position at the bank because they had a lot of turnover here in a college town on their front line which was the tellers. And so they needed somebody to quickly kind of bring these people up to speed. And at that time, I was going back to school for my master's degree in curriculum design and instruction. And then so I applied for this job at the bank, which was a new kind of training coordinator. They've never had a trainer at the bank before. So that was great. I got to define what that role is, kind of create my own little department. And I ran that for, gosh, 3 or 4 years, yeah. I guess. A person I met in my restaurant days who was a really good mentor for me, who actually owned the restaurant. She actually worked at the Missouri Training Institute. And so when I graduated with my master's degree, I jumped over to MTI as soon as I could. Then I had an opportunity to kind of go out on my own for a little bit and do some training. And so I did that for about 3 years. And but I was doing about, you know, 3 weeks of travel out of every month across the nation, training folks. And that got a little tiresome. So I was keeping an eye out at MTI, see if any positions are coming open. And luckily they had my old one pop up, and that's how I got back. And so I've been there the second time around. It's been about 15 years. That was my journey. Ray, how about you?
Yeah, I am right out of college. I was already married, and so we were pretty grounded in the Columbia area because that's where my husband had a job. And so I started at the bank just as a teller initially, and within a couple of months became a supervisor and realized pretty fast I had no knowledge of how to help other people do the job that I was already good at. And then within another couple of months, had an opportunity to move up and just figuring this whole thing out. So my journey and into management was pretty fast. And so really started to experience a huge professional growth and realize I better figure it out. But I also learned in the course of 15 years that I was sacrificing a lot of personal and family time to do what I was doing and to achieve at the level that I was achieving. So I decided to go back to school full time, and I became a school teacher at a high school here in Columbia. So I got my curriculum and instruction design from doing that as a school teacher. Then I decided, there's got to be something else. I love change. I love new experiences. I love independence and kind of that innovative autonomy. And so I took some time off to really figure out what that looked like for me and found Dewey's picture on a website and said, oh, I know him. I hope he doesn't remember me, you know, so much. But anyway, called him up and kind of made a connection with him and found Missouri Training Institute. So I, you know, it takes my management, my practical management experience and all those stories of what works and what doesn't, and my experience as a teacher, you know, thinking about curriculum and, you know, how to change behaviors and impart knowledge. And I love that idea of, you know, helping people tap their potential, and just kind of mushed it all together. And of course, I don't have to call your parents, and that's always a good thing. you know, or grade your papers, none of that nonsense. And I've been doing this for 12 years, and I love it. Love it, love it.
And just by the way, you didn't make a lot of mistakes, right?
Okay.
I loved working for you back then.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
So what about you, Brianna?
Yeah, mine was a little bit of a different start. Actually, I'm curious. Well, I'm sitting here hearing your all stories. And are both of you from Missouri? I've never even asked that question.
Yes, but from Savannah, Missouri, which is northwest.
Okay. And you're here from Columbia then?
Yeah, pretty much. Both my parents worked for the university. Okay. And so from early grade school.
Okay.
Been here.
I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. So my transition to Columbia was a little different after I graduated with my degree in journalism. Took my first job in television, actually, out here. So that's what brought me to Columbia. And my background is in communications. I love people and I love communicating well with people. From there, I decided I wasn't really pouring back into people as much as I wanted to. So somehow finagled my way through the justice system, started out working
on the right side of it.
On the right side, yes. I should have clarified. Yeah. On the right side of it. Yes, I worked as a deputy juvenile officer. From there, I really wanted to merge that passion I had for giving back to the community, the justice system, and communication. And they actually created a position at the Columbia Police Department for a public information officer. It was a civilianized position at that time. Moved into that position and essentially did all crisis communication, on-scene communication for the Columbia Police Department. After some leadership changes, some structural changes within that department, they essentially eliminated the position I had had there. And I was just fortunate enough to take all the information that I have from those past careers and I bring them to MTI. And it was a blessing.
I remember when we were going through resumes. Oh, yeah. And it was interesting because, and Dewey and I's office shared a wall. And so we could just talk loud enough. We didn't even have to get out of our chairs. And I remember him, you know, he was like, have you looked at that resume? I was like, yeah. He goes, she's the one, you know, and I was like, okay. I mean, he just predicted it. And we knew we had interviewed, I don't know how many people we had interviewed, but I remember it was like
night and day.
I was like, you called it.
You know, so let's play a game here. And I think each of us would need to tell the other two three words that we think describe that person.
Okay. So how would I describe Dewey? Patient. Thinker, stewer, thinker, like you sit and processor, mm-hmm. processor. But I also, I see wise, You know, kind of like with Brianna's thing, like it's almost like you could see that, you know, you could visualize that, you know, so visionary maybe, you know, with that. I know that's more than three words because I had to explain it.
That's OK. I like
that's probably what you're going to say in my three words is right. You can't do anything in three
all
words.
All right, Brianna, do me three
okay.
words.
Three words. I
okay. Don't fire me for this.
he asked for it.
I asked for it.
Work dad.
Work
because
dad.
You absolutely come across with that parental, kind, caring, compassion. Of course, those are more than three words, but that type of leadership, those qualities you certainly have. And then I would say strategic. That's one word I always use for you. And then I would agree. I think futuristic. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of goes along with that visionary idea.
All right. Who's next?
You started it.
You want me to do it? Okay. For Ray. Go-getter, number one. Go-getter. I can just try to describe what I want to see happen, and Ray knows exactly how to go about getting it done. And she doesn't wait around. You know, she likes to go get it. Another word that this is a Clifton Strengths word, but woo. And I mean that in the very wooiest, greatest way. Ray can walk into a room and know everybody within maybe a half hour of that meeting, you know? She's very social. She's very genuine. You really get to connect with Ray very, very quickly, which is one of the things that I just love about Ray. And the third thing that I would say is a word would be counterbalance to me.
Oh. I was and cringing I slightly,
you know, I know that as you all described me with that visionary or strategic thinking type of approach that sometimes hampers me. You know, I don't like to pull the trigger too soon. Ray is the counterbalance to that. Ray's the one who's assures me everything's going to be okay. We'll get there. But she pushes me to make those decisions. And I'm so thankful that I have that relationship that does that because I think it complements one another very well. Okay, Brianna. Brianna, I feel, is very organized. The other thing that I appreciate about Brianna is her need to learn things. She doesn't really quite understand, you know, something, or will be discussing some kind of issue and she might not understand fully. She'll go do the work. She'll go do the research. She will go find out that information. And the other thing I would say about her is a great communicator. I think that she's able to really especially to communicate her feelings well to people, is how I categorize that.
Well, thank you. I want to go with Ray. Fun. That's my word because Ray is, fun. Oh my goodness. Like any parties we ever, our Christmas parties, anything like that, it's okay. What games are we going to play? Are we going to dress alike? She just brings the fun. And then I certainly think kindness. She's giving me a funny face right now. But my preliminary interview with you, I truly walked away going, that was the sweetest lady I have ever talked to. And she has high energy. So very energetic would be another word to describe. That is what is exciting, that balance between, again, the strategic and thoughtful and the fun and the excite. I mean, you get a combination of everything, I think, at MTI.
So. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what makes the difference, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the varying strengths that we have. And, you know, as Ray said, I think earlier, it's about the appreciation of those because, you know, unfortunately, I think in a lot of work teams, you don't see a lot of appreciation for it. You see a lot of conflict. You see a lot of rub. You know, this person doesn't think the way I do. This is not how I would have done it, you know, or whatever it would be. But you see a lot of conflict. It's the appreciation of those differences. And I would also say this, using those differences on a team to really achieve the common goal.
Yeah.
To me, that's the key to it.
I count on it. My personality has no patience for details. I just don't glean those kinds of things. And I rely on Brianna for details. Mm-hmm. Like she is finite with details. that responsible. You talked about organized, and I just rely on it.
What a relief that must be, because that does allow you, though, to concentrate on your talents, right? You know, so when she brings the details, that's what she's good at. That gives you other time to think about.
Yeah, but now I feel like I have to subscribe to that AARP brain games just to keep my mind sharp, because I've gotten so lazy. Because I'm like, that's okay. Brianna will do that. You know, Brianna will remind me. So I love that she's going to grasp those things, because first of all, I think that's very natural for her. I would agree, that learner, you know, and she keeps us in line.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't really her job. That's not in your job descriptions. We're not an organization that ever says other duties as assigned. Like, we don't believe in that at Missouri Training Institute. That's nonsense. The other thing I rely on is when you talk about counterbalance between you and I, the counterbalance with Brianna and I is the empathy part. So it surprised me when she said kindness, because nobody's really ever used that word to describe me. But it's the empathy, because when we were talking about a certain coworker today and maybe thinking what might be going on with this person behind this curtain, I rely on her to find that out, you know, and because that would come more naturally from her than from me. You know, if they heard it from me, they'd be like, well, why does she want to know? You know, that's not Ray. But coming from Brianna would be very natural for that to be something. And I rely on that relationship building, because it's just so part of what she does. So that empathy and how she communicates.
I think when we think about this idea of our colleagues and who we work with in our workplaces, how much do we really take the time to know people? So you're right, saying that it surprised you that I said kindness, but it's like, I know that the things that you do are never with malintent. You know, and so even if maybe it wasn't as empathetic, I know where it comes from. And I think in a lot of ways, sometimes that's workplaces' downfalls, is the sense that we don't take the time to really learn a lot about the people we work with. Maybe there's a lot of trust issues, which we'll cover on another episode. You know, someone thinks, so it's someone else's responsibility, you know, or they'll come and talk to me if they want to know. And I think we all need to be willing to kind of step out and learn what some of these differences are so that we can leverage the differences.
Yes. Yes. You know, a long time ago, and when I say that, you know, really even in Dewey and I's work history, which was just a couple of decades ago. I know when you were a baby, but we operated from that. You had to build on your weaknesses.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if you take a look at most development of people in organizations, they have a tendency to really focus in on the weaknesses that people have. So if you fix the weakness, then, you know, you kind of overcome that. Well, you know, if you really focus in on making sure you're bringing such complementary skills to the team, then the weaknesses really don't matter, because that person's weakness is going to be somebody else's strength, right? And so it's really about trying to align the roles, the functions, the what it is that you have to get accomplished as the team, the goals, in such a way that really taps into each other's strengths. And so, you know, that's kind of how we did it, right? I mean, if you remember, we all took the Clifton Strengths Assessment. So we found out about our unique talents, and we sat around and we talked about those. Ray and Brianna, you're certified in emotional intelligence. So you brought the EQI 2.0 assessment to our team. We all did that, and we sat around and we talked about those differences of those results. And I found that as a fascinating and very, very productive discussions. But, you know, you can't just do it once, right? You have to constantly kind of tend to the garden. And so that's kind of what we've been doing, you know, right, over the last several years, is really trying to focus in on how we can use our strengths, our unique talents, our differences, in such a way that really benefits not only us as a team and how we work together, but benefits the people that we're serving.
And they can't be, you know, in saying that, I think, you know, we also can't use them as an excuse.
True.
You know, we can't just say, well, that's just me, and not try to make that good faith effort to just to let yourself off the hook. Well, you know, I can say what I want because you know me, I don't have any empathy. You can't rely on that. No. I have to understand, because I might not have so much empathy, I realize on my team as a leader, that's not acceptable, you know, and I probably need to be a little bit more intentional with those behaviors. So it's a self-awareness, but it's still not necessarily as acceptable.
I think you're right. It's not only just the idea of self-awareness, but self-regulation and learning to be versatile, I think, with one another
right.
a little bit is the key.
Well, any strength overused, I think is just as much a hindrance as it is when you're leveraging it as a talent.
Absolutely. My strategic thinking, I could be paralyzed.
Right.
You know, it might take me months to do something that I probably, because I'm just thinking about it when I should have pulled the trigger, you know, 6 weeks ago.
Right.
So yeah, it can be paralyzing. When we understand and appreciate the differences, that does build that trust up. So that, Ray, when you do not show empathy and come to you and say, hey, Ray, I need a little empathy here.
Yeah.
And a gentle reminder, you know, of the self-regulation that's also required.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And knowing each other well enough to be able to say that or be able to ask for some grace, you know, if something's going on and realizing, you know what, everybody's going to have a bad hair day. That, you know, that's what I say. And so kind of that forgiveness
Absolutely.
That's going on, you know, when somebody does something and you're like, you always got to assume positive intent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes with knowing where somebody's truly coming from, mm-hmm. even when they've done something that might have hurt your feelings or might have kind of been like, whoa, that's not okay, but assume positive intentions, that it wasn't personal, right. but maybe somebody's struggling with something, you know, I know nothing about.
And I think, you know, I have told you all this before, but when I came to MTI, that was actually the first workplace that I've been in where we sat down and we did that, where we all took Clifton Strengths, where we all knew our true colors, where we did the EQ once we were certified in EQ and we sat down, we talked about it. And it didn't take long. Understand the impact long term that something like that can do. And not just that one time. I think you have to readdress it as new team members come on too.
Mm-hmm.
When we invest in those and we understand that, again, the impact comes in us all being different and truly taking that and relying on that, man, you can make such a great workplace.
Yeah, you can. And it's a lot of fun coming to work every day.
It absolutely is.
This is what I love. This is the most recent perfect example of our strengths at work and appreciating these things. Maybe it was like 3 weeks ago. Brianna, it was late in the afternoon. You may or may not have been in. You might have had a meeting that took you away. Brianna walks across the lobby. She walks to my office door. I'm sitting there and she says, I have an idea. And I said, the answer is yes. That's it. You know, that was the exchange. And she just looks at me, turns around and walks off. Right. I mean, that's all. And here's the thing. First of all, I'm a person that loves change. I'm all about it. Let's do it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. And that's my strength. We're going to be able to do it. And the other thing is, why would I say yes? Because she's already done the research. She's already knows exactly what's first. She's looked it up. She's weighed the options. She's got the details. The schedule's probably already vetted on the whiteboard. Board, you know, and different colors. It's there, right? All we have to do is, you know, check the box, flip the switch, whatever. And of course, then, you know, I'm more about asking forgiveness and permission with Dewey, and he trusts me enough to, you know.
When you did come back to the office and we were telling you about this idea, which was for our Facebook Live event. So if you're not familiar, we do Facebook Live every 2 weeks. Check out our Facebook page at Missouri Training Institute. But when you came back, we told you, you know, hey, here's our idea. And you said, you know, you all go forth. Like, I'm not going to get my hands in it. You all, I trust that you'll get everything done you needed to. Let me know if you need anything. So you trusted us enough to move forth with our skills and our talents to be able to do that. When we start taking the time to recognize what each of us bring to the table, to intentionally invest interest in that, and then to continue to leverage those skills in the workplace, it truly, it just makes for a phenomenal productivity.
Yep. Sometimes you got to slow down to speed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our differences make a difference.
Well, we are so grateful that you tuned in today. Thank you for listening to The Weekly Workplace. We ask that you go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. If you have any questions or would like more information after this episode, go ahead and reach out to us at mti@missouri.edu.
Go be great.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Workplace, hosted by the Missouri Training Institute. Dewey, Ray, and Brianna stand ready to connect with you and meet your training needs. Be sure to check out ways to contact them in the episode description or at mti.missouri.edu.